This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll free, and that is where you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And those Discord rooms allow you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, the us in the studio includes me, Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of this program. Again, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to get into the news. There's stuff worth talking about here tonight. And since we've got you guys on tonight, and you guys are the hosts of Freedom Decrypted, a show that you started, Chris, more than a year ago now. You celebrated your first year over the summer. Congratulations.
That's correct.
You guys talk about freedom
happy
related.
Happy anniversary, Chris.
Well, it's a little late. I wished him happy anniversary this summer, but you know, it's important to point out a show that can pass a year is better than most shows, because most shows that people start online don't even last 6 months. It's just a hobby for somebody, and then they get another hobby.
It is. It's very much a hobby, but it's also a very interesting show that I think is, at least for me, it's worth doing. We're beginning to grow a user base, or a listenership, and
great.
It's just getting more and more interesting.
You're getting a boat?
A listenership?
Yeah. right.
So you guys are over at freedomdecrypted.com, and obviously you have opinions about technology.
Oh, absolutely.
You come at it from a pro-freedom, maybe a libertarian or voluntarist perspective.
I definitely think I would describe it as, especially to a libertarian audience, I would describe it as a libertarian show. But otherwise, I would describe it as a freedom show, just because some people don't necessarily like the term libertarian. So
sure.
I will refrain from using that and just simply describe it as a freedom-oriented show, tech show.
So I figure you're going to have an opinion about the latest news about Google because, they're Google and people talk about them because decisions they make have effects on people's lives. In this case, it sounds like they might be making the right decision, but I am curious as to what you will have to say about the news that Google is apparently launching an encrypted DNS. Now, we have to define what DNS actually is for listeners who are new to technology or have never heard of DNS before. And which of you would like to take a crack at defining DNS?
Well, DNS is the domain name service. It operates on UDP port 53. And basically, when you want to find out... when you want to look up a name, let's say you want to go to Facebook.com.
No, you don't do that. You want to go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Okay, you want to go to FreeTalkLive.com. So basically you need to find out where that is.
Right, on the internet.
So you send that name out to a DNS server.
Because on the internet,
and it sends you back an IP address,
right. That's
which
what
is
the
more or less
based on
a longitude and latitude.
The numbers.
Yeah, it's basically the system that's used for a computer to find out where the location of something or how
right.
to route
it. It helps a person. I've heard it defined as the internet phone book, where you type in the name of the website you want, and it goes to the DNS server. Usually it goes to the one that is provided by your internet service provider. Unless
that's right.
You have instructed your router to do something different, it's going to go.
And even when you have instructed it to do something different, sometimes ISPs will intercept those other DNSs because they're
it's not encrypted.
A normal DNS because it's not encrypted, so that they can manipulate your traffic still.
Yeah, your ISP, if they want you to make, to go back to an earlier sentence, if they want to make people who try to go to freetalklive.com end up at facebook.com,
they can do that.
Right. Now, one of the things that's good about when you have HTTPS is that there is a certificate. So if you were to get redirected to the wrong page or the wrong server effectively because of manipulation, you would get a warning message. Usually, unless, of course, those the certificate system is compromised, which we all know it's a very imperfect system, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah, I hate the way they generate certificates. PGP is so much more elegant.
That might be, but I have to say the system that we have is a lot easier than GPG is from a usability standpoint.
Well, that's
probably
usually the trade-off.
True.
Usually,
right.
you,
probably true.
Usually you trade off usability. You get more usability in return for a less secure system, right?
And if you build a system that even a fool can use, a fool would want to use it.
Yeah. it's not that we can't make more secure systems that are easy to use. It's just that it's kind of a hard problem to solve. And then even once you solve it, you have to get people to adopt it, and people don't necessarily understand the benefits of a more secure system.
No.
And it's also against the interests of governments and ISPs, as this article I think is going to get into here.
So have you heard about this Google DNS thing?
I have, and Mozilla is doing something similar as well. So
Mozilla is the company behind Firefox.
Right, and so I don't know if I actually read the Google-specific story,
but
I definitely...
mentioned Mozilla in this one, too.
Right, I definitely read the Mozilla version of the story, and it's interesting how the contrast of like the criticisms, I think, between the two different companies doing something similar.
Well, the thing is, it wouldn't bother me if Google wrote the code that went in Chrome to do the DNS lookups, but I would very much hesitate to point myself at a Google name server just because we know that Google and Facebook collect any information they can.
Right. Just because they're encrypting it.
You don't know why it might be useful to them, but it might be.
Right. The encryption,
they have to decrypt your request before they can answer.
Right. So the only thing it would protect you from is your ISP knowing where you're going.
This is a double-edged sword, right? Yeah. Because basically you get the benefits of thwarting censorship in countries like the United Kingdom, potentially, and other countries that have censorship systems.
Right. If the country has told their ISPs, do not allow people to go to these websites, this would be a workaround.
Yes, exactly. This basically will be built into the browser, so that's a good thing, except they're talking about not building it into the browser in Firefox for the UK edition of Firefox.
It shouldn't be built into the browser. It should be an operating system
service, but
it can be used across multiple applications.
Unfortunately, I don't see Microsoft doing that, and I have yet to hear of any...
Well, I don't care what Microsoft does. I'm not going to be running their code.
Google already offers a DNS service.
It's
8.8.8.8. Well, right, but they're talking about encrypting it.
Right, in the story. Now, I'm assuming that would also be available with encryption. Presumably, it's not like going to block you if you're using some other application to send their DNS requests, but...
Well, now,
when you set up your VPN...
Yeah.
Does your VPN, virtual private network, do you have
a
name service available across your VPN, and does that get automatically put in the proper place to make clients talk to it?
So that's an interesting question. So the way it works with our setup is we actually direct users to use a third party DNS provider that's not us.
Who do you recommend?
I'm not necessarily saying they're the best choice, and I can't even remember the name of it's like a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, we recommend a bad service we've never heard of.
Is it OpenDNS?
No, it's not OpenDNS because OpenDNS censors their results.
Do they?
That
doesn't sound very open.
Yeah, well, basically, so this is why we're using a third party that believes in privacy and everything else. And we wanted
to find out who that is.
Independent of us.
So you can promote them.
Well, yeah, off the top of my head, I can't recall.
Look
but,
it up.
I generally run my own name server on my own system.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And, most
Xboxes really
do. I guess maybe not.
I don't think you're thinking of the same thing.
There's various ways to proxy name service.
Are you talking about like the DNS caching that the system does?
Well, there's caching in the system, but I generally run...
Like on a default install, you're saying?
DJB DNS.
I think we're getting too far into the weeds here, gentlemen.
I agree.
Let's keep it more general audience, if we can.
Well, basically, the best solution that I know of is to assume that all DNS providers are compromised,
mm-hmm.
talk to several of them, and make sure they're all giving you the same answers.
Well, that doesn't sound like the average person could really implement something like that.
Well, once somebody wrote the server to do it, anybody could run the server.
Well, that's the question. Is this an
option? Writing it is harder than writing.
Is this already option built that's in there that you just have to enable somewhere? Or?
I mean, certainly it happens.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here. 855-450-FREE. It turns out the government is angry at Google for its talk about encrypting DNS.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us if you want to take control of the airwaves. This is the place where you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you, and they sound great compared to normal phone lines. The Discord rooms are over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
We're starting out with some internet-related topics. We're discussing whether or not Google is going to be doing what they call encrypted DNS, why that matters, and apparently the government's mad about it. We'll tell you about that.
Well, the government wants to be able to watch our traffic. I don't know why they say they're mad about it, but that's why they're mad about it.
Well, for sure.
If this is centralizing, which is what it's doing, it would make it easier for them to mess with the traffic.
Yeah.
So I think this is a double-edged sword. It's not, I like the idea of encrypting the traffic, but I don't necessarily think, and I think in some circumstances this might work for, you know, maybe governments or in countries where governments don't necessarily have as much control over Mozilla and Google, but in other countries, like maybe the United States.
Well, Google's more than happy to help the government. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to protect you from the government watching what you do.
No,
they're just
going
to go to Google and say, give us all the results for Chris.
If you want to avoid the government, go to the smallest companies you can find, because...
go outside of the U.S.
But they're not above doing the same kind of things outside the U.S.
True, but a foreign company is less likely to respond to a U.S. government police request.
Well, that's definitely true. They're less likely to be friendly to it. But even then, you know, if you're concerned about your tariffs and Trump is saying, well, I can exempt your one product from the tariffs, then most companies are going to do that. The one company that I really wanted to buy stuff from was Hawaii, because they were actively at war with the U.S. government.
Can they put a tariff on data crossing borders? Have they ever done that before?
As a matter of fact, Europe is trying to do it to big data right now. The European Union is trying to tax Facebook and Google.
Like what, by the gigabyte or something?
Well, so what you're talking about is a little bit different. What I'm thinking of,
they're not taxing the bandwidth directly.
They're trying to tax financial transactions. So every transaction you make is what they're trying to do. And I don't know what you're talking about. It's a little bit. I know what you're talking about, but it's a little bit different. That's like basically passing a law that specifically only targets companies making a certain amount of money in like a certain sector or something like that. I don't know what the details of that are. I might not be quite describing it right, but that's effectively what it is.
So they want Facebook to collect a tax on any time somebody does a Facebook. They have some sort of money system on Facebook.
Yeah,
right?
When people send money, is that all they wanted to tax?
It's like every transaction that goes through your bank account effectively
would
be
taxed at like half a percent
or something.
It's just revenue.
It's every transaction, from what I understand. So if you make a lot of small transactions, that can be a real issue.
There's people paying each other on Facebook, I presume, all the time.
Yeah, and every one of those transactions would be
paid. I got $100 that way once.
If you move money from one bank account to another bank account, you'd be taxed on that transaction.
Doesn't Facebook have a marketplace feature where there's
Facebook has a marketplace, but it doesn't use a currency and it doesn't have built-in payment features.
Oh, really? Okay.
There is built into Facebook Messenger, though, a send money option. And somebody actually did that for me when I was in jail. I got a $100 gift through Facebook. And the way that played out is they mailed me a Discover card, debit card.
Wow.
That is presumably still attached to my Facebook account, but that was the only time anybody ever sent me money.
Huh.
So once they've done it once, they don't have to keep sending you cards.
Yeah, they'll just reload the existing card. Well, I mean,
I don't think Facebook ever holds the money. I'm guessing that...
Their
banking partners are doing all
for
of
now.
That.
But once Facebook launches its own so-called cryptocurrency, that could change.
It could. Yeah. I don't think they're going to launch the currency because I don't think the governments of the world will permit it.
Well, it's easier to control corporations, I
sure
think, than it is.
Well, I mean, it won't be any skin off my back if they don't do it. I mean, okay.
Well, the thing is, the wonderful thing about their doing it would be the ability to use that Facebook payment system and suck money off your credit card and then turn it into Libra or whatever, send it to an exchange and trade it for a real crypto.
All right, guys, let's go to the phones here. We can talk more about technology and such. Calvin, though, is on the line in Missouri. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live listening online.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey. Ian, Chris, and nobody.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Well, before I get started, may I make a suggestion? Instead of voting for nobody, how about not voting for everybody? Any
well, the problem with that is it does nothing.
Mm.
And if you do nothing,
well,
you'll get nothing.
Well, that's the intention.
Well, then, okay, do nothing then.
Well, the problem is if we do nothing, then the people who do choose to vote end up in control of the massive stockpile of weaponry and firepower that is the U.S. government, and once they control those weapons, they can easily use them to kill us.
I think it's an easy excuse not to vote when you start going down that line.
As far as voting is concerned, Mark, who's one of our regular co-hosts, is right that it's in most cases statistically insignificant. At the national level, your vote really doesn't mean anything whatsoever.
Which is what doesn't freak me out about it.
Writing in Mickey Mouse, I think, would be more effective than not voting.
But in the local elections, one vote can make a difference, and it has made a difference in local elections here in New Hampshire. So,
didn't we have a guy who lost by like 3 votes?
There was also a tax issue in a nearby town that passed by one vote. That one vote could have stopped.
Yeah. The thing is, I think that people have to remember is it's not that your one vote is insignificant, but your comment, your essential, how do I say this? But the people that you agree with combined is not necessarily insignificant. So if you choose not to vote, you're only hurting your particular perspective on
and the most important thing to me is really the communications effect of it. Every time the number of libertarian vote, I mean, when people hear about libertarianism, maybe they think, hey, this sounds like good stuff. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should get rid of the government and be free. How many people believe that? Oh, well, Gary Johnson got 2% in the last election, so the number of people who believe in libertarianism is negligible, and there's no point in investing in those ideas because they will never be carried out. Now, if you saw 20%...
Yeah, but that's at the national level.
Well, libertarians don't do much better at the local level.
Well, I don't.
They rarely get more than 3% in
a
three-way race.
I wouldn't disagree with you there, but we also don't have, even where we have a significant libertarian population, we're still a small minority of the overall population.
Certainly.
Right. The more of us who go out and vote, the more we puff that and appear to be bigger than we are, the more people are going to take the time to read something about libertarianism and
find out what it means. There's a potential for us to have a disproportionate impact. Now, whether or not we are...
Well, if we're willing to be disproportionately dedicated.
Right, Calvin, hold on. I realize we just went off here, so I want to give you a chance to come back and respond to this.
Is he still there?
He's still there.
Oh.
He was listening very patiently.
Say hi to Hobbs for me.
To ramble here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about non-voting and why it's not a strategy to do anything of success. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our number. And yes, it is important to puff up the numbers, which is why we need libertarian types to move to New Hampshire so we can have a larger portion of the population in a small geographic area. More coming up. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound great. Whether you want to talk about encryption on a DNS service and what that means, or voting, as our current caller, or who we're going to bring back on the line here in just a moment, brought up tonight. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio tonight. But I also want to make sure you know about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. I was just out and had some dinner at the local Indian restaurant here in town that takes cryptocurrency, and I was able to use the AnyPay platform to accept my Bitcoin Cash. You can spend different cryptos through AnyPay. They've got Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash. You can go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com if you're a business owner and you want to start taking cryptocurrency. Maybe you don't know anything about Bitcoin. They will walk you through, step by step, the process of installing your own cryptocurrency wallet and then linking it to help me take Bitcoin.com through the AnyPay system there to make it super easy for you to accept crypto at your point of sale, whether that be in a storefront or whether that be in your pocket. If you're a service provider, maybe you're a plumber or something like that, going house to house, and you want to take crypto from your customers, you can just have this app on your phone. It's very simple. There's apps for iOS and Android or any web browser. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no ID verification. There's no paperwork, no nonsense when it comes to signing up and get started. And it's free to accept crypto, unlike pretty much every other service that competes with AnyPay. All the other ones are charging for that service, so you can do it for free through HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Let's bring Calvin back on the line here. Calvin, you'd called in talking about the issue of voting. You seem like you're somebody who supports not voting whatsoever, and I want to hear your pitch. Like, you're up against three guys who are, well, Chris, you're not running for office, but your partner is.
Yeah,
of course, nobody, you're running for mayor. I'm in the city council race here in Keene, New Hampshire, so we're all participants in the political system here. What's your reasoning for not voting, Calvin, or for advocating for that?
Well, I did call in to discuss the DNS topic, but what I wanted to mention with not voting is that Taoism, which is Eastern philosophy's equivalent to the Western anarchist philosophy, suggests that by doing nothing, nothing is left undone. And I think that's reflected in anarchist philosophy in that you don't want to empower the system that's oppressing. So it's pretty much trying to I'm sorry?
How is that empowering, the status quo? It doesn't. It's not voting is empowering them, if anything.
Well, it's legitimizing the system of government.
How is it legitimizing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead and finish your sentence, bro.
Well, it's legitimizing the system of oppression by participating in it. It's like the slaves partaking in the institution of slavery to free themselves. So.
Do you pay taxes?
Reluctantly, yes. I mean,
you're legitimizing the system. Not only are you legitimizing it, but you're actually funding the system of oppression.
Well, that much is true, but I don't pay them willingly. It's kind of a gun in our head. Very few people pay taxes voluntarily.
So I have a question. So anybody actually come to your house with a gun to your head for not paying taxes?
Well, the threat is great enough to force the action.
Millions of people don't pay taxes. Millions of them. Every single year in the United States, and most of them get away with it.
Yeah. I've only filed 1 year since 2000. The only reason I filed that 1 year is because they had withheld some money, and it was like, okay, well, I can get it back by doing this, and otherwise I leave it in government hands, so I'm going to take it.
It seems like a poor argument to make if you're paying taxes, but I could kind of follow if you're not paying taxes, maybe.
But almost everybody, when you talk to the non-voting advocates, if you ask them that question, because they always bring up the objection of, you're legitimizing the system, and my next question is always, well, do you pay taxes? And their answer is always yes.
Yeah.
And they always complain about how they don't like doing it, but they're scared of the government. So really, I mean, if you want to make an impact, why don't you go all the way?
Well,
with non-compliance.
That's not to say that I pay all taxes, but...
Sure.
But
you can avoid the ones that are easy to avoid. here's the thing.
I take your point. I mean,
you're doing more damage than somebody who goes out to vote. Voting is relatively insignificant, but you are actually funding the machine that is oppressing you. And yet you're calling up to act like not voting is somehow some sort of a progress.
I will say to that extent that I am minimizing my impact on funding. Minimizing it great. So it's not, and the taxes that I am forced to pay, I'm not doing so with a smile on my face either. So it's, again, a gun to the head situation.
Yeah, and personally, I mean, I'm not going to judge you either way you go on taxes. I'm not going to judge you either way you go on voting, because we all have our own set of trade-offs that we make.
I pay property tax for the church.
If, Yeah, I mean, we all make those trade-offs because if we don't, they'll kill us, and then we won't have any choices left.
I will be critical, but only if you're going to make the argument that voting, contributes and then...
And legitimizes.
Right, legitimizes it. But then, you also pay your taxes because that just doesn't make any sense.
So if you're paying taxes because there's a gun to your head... If you're paying taxes because there's a gun to your head and the government is the gun in the room, it's the violence that backs the system, then why not go ahead and vote since there's a gun to your head? If you could reduce the burden on the people who are being forced to pay taxes, and sometimes there are tax issues up for a vote where you can actually vote against a proposed tax increase, aren't you essentially...
Or you can choose to vote for nobody instead of voting for Sununu and get a tax cut that way if enough people do it.
I don't have a problem with people going out and voting for basically, effectively nobody who's going to win, because at least that's doing making a statement of some kind saying, hey, there is this alternative block where people object, which will encourage more people to vote. But if you don't do anything, then you're just contributing to your own.
And I don't think our candidates, outside of New Hampshire, where our candidates actually do get elected sometimes, I don't think our candidates are necessarily going to win, but I think it does have a good public relations effect if you go in and make a vote that's going to be interpreted as voting no.
Yeah.
And that can be voting for nobody. It can be voting for the Libertarian Party. It can be voting for a person that is, if they get that job, is going to do it in exactly the opposite way of the way the powers that be want it done.
I can understand that people who feel like voting doesn't do anything, and I think to some degree they're right, but at the same time, well, that's all the more reason for people to get up and move to New Hampshire and actually join with other people that are like-minded, where it can make a difference, right?
Yeah,
at least if you're a libertarian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin, can I ask how many people you need to convince to stop voting for your plan to work?
Well, it's not any sort of a plan. It's just that, you don't need a plan to object in every way possible to a system of
oppression. Doing nothing isn't objecting.
What though, do you think, say people followed your advice, okay, and more people stop voting. So right now I think it's like 80% of the people don't vote. Let's say it goes up.
Well, in a municipal election, it's probably 90%.
7%. We had 7% turnout in one district in Keene last time. So 93% of the people there didn't work, but the government didn't say, well, we're going to leave you guys alone. No, obviously, you don't like
us. They keep taxing. They keep creating rules and regulations. And
well, not just that, but they tax those people more.
And the crazy thing is,
they're disposable from the politician's point of view.
The crazy thing is, this low turnout actually is potentially beneficial to minority parties, because if we get a majority of our minority to actually go out and vote when the competition isn't,
we end up having
a disproportionate impact.
Yeah. What we need is a minority with a lot of weaponized autism going on. who are going to go out there and do everything they can possibly do. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that actually electing candidates is the thing that's going to make us free.
No.
I think that getting more people involved in the fight for liberty will lead to a lot more discontented people.
Yeah, you've got to have numbers.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you've got to have numbers if you want to have any kind of an effect. And not doing anything isn't going to send a message to anyone.
Yeah.
You're just not going to be paid attention to at all.
There's all
coming up here in moments.
Do.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I actually held on to Calvin because it's an interesting conversation. It's one that inevitably we will continue to have as more, and I think it comes from as more libertarians get frustrated, right? Like, I think the whole non-voting drive for these libertarians comes from the failure, right? Oh, they failed again. They failed again. The libertarians failed to get more than, and I'm talking local elections
right
here. They failed to get 2%, 3%, and it just, it feels like banging your head up against a wall. And I wouldn't blame anybody who's just like, you know what,
you
screw
it. The only person who should feel like that is somebody who has unrealistic expectations about what can be achieved, you know, given a certain amount of time. Nobody...
Well, it's been decades.
Decades, yeah. But you're talking about a migration movement.
I'm not talking about migration. I'm talking about libertarians outside of New Hampshire. Frustration.
Right.
If you're in New Hampshire, you shouldn't be frustrated because we're winning elections here.
But there are people who have unrealistic expectations who have moved to New Hampshire. And that's what
they think it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen slow.
Those people think the state is going to fail next week. They think they're going to bring the whole system down because a bunch of us are here together. And the fact is it takes a long time.
Right.
But I think where people like Calvin are coming from, we're going to bring it back on here in a moment, because he also did want to talk about DNS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. We can get back into that. But I think it comes from that frustration of just failure after failure after failure, where people at some point just want to throw up their hands in disgust and say, you know what, I'm just going to forget about, you know, we're trying to work within the system. I'm going to focus on my own life, try to live as free as I possibly can. And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. On the other hand, if you think that not voting is going to somehow bring the system down, I think that's the point you were making earlier, Nobody, is you can actually find elections where no one voted. This does happen.
What?
If you want to bring the government down, I would say don't stop voting. Here's what you do. Quit your job, go on welfare, run an agorist business. Suck as much money out of the government as you possibly can, give them none back, and provide something useful to your neighbors.
So, but to answer your question, there are some smaller towns, usually a smaller town is when you see this, where in some cases, not even the candidates themselves bothered to show up to vote. And you know what happens? As you said before, Nobody, even like in lower turnout ones, the government continues. In zero turnout elections, the government continues.
How can it be zero turnout if, I mean, don't the election workers themselves take 5 minutes
apparently
while they're
sitting
there alone all day to pass the vote?
I guess they didn't. I don't know. Or maybe it's a mail-in vote or something. I don't know. But nobody.
Maybe they don't let election workers work in their own district?
No, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But either way, there have been news stories about this happening. And what happens?
Huh.
Somebody gets elected through like a flip of the coin. They have systems for this. There's the people who wrote the laws about the voting systems figured, well, what if no one shows up? Well, we'll have a coin toss. Or there's you'll draw straws. There's some sort of system that they've got. So somebody gets elected and the tax bills get sent out, and those people who didn't vote, you damn well better believe, just like Calvin, they're paying those taxes, and that's what keeps the system running. It's the obedience that keeps the system running. Anyway, Calvin, any more thoughts on voting? Otherwise, we can go to DNS.
Well, I just want to respond with my subtle suggestion isn't coming from a place of frustration out of failure. It's coming from many hours of a deep contemplation. So I just want to make that part clear. But nonetheless, it was just a subtle suggestion to my main topic of why I wanted to call in.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, I got to respond to that one. Oh, and that is to say that if libertarians, actual libertarians, like principled, pro-freedom people, were winning election in your area, would you still feel the same way about not participating? If they were rolling back the government, if they were ending government programs, if tax burdens were coming down, you know, sort of this libertarian fantasy, if that were actually happening in front of your face, would you still have come to the same conclusion?
This might come as a shock to the host and some of the listeners, but yes, I would still have the same suggestion.
Well, good luck convincing other people to go along with the plan.
I've got a question for you.
The thing is,
do you think that the system,
everyone else, is just it is really just a subtle suggestion?
Even presented
there's no plan or campaign that I'm waging. It's just a suggestion.
Okay. Even I've got one question for you. Do you consider the system to be illegitimate?
I think it's shown itself to be very hypocritical, and I find things that are contradictory and hypocritical to be on their face illegitimate.
Okay.
Agree.
No, I would agree. I think that it is legitimate. Now tell me this. How many votes would have to be cast before it became legitimate?
I didn't say that I thought that it was legitimate or the voting.
Well, I know you don't, but the question is there a certain number where if 98% of people vote, the system becomes legitimate? If 99% of people vote, is the system legitimate?
So if 98 or 99% of people thought something was right when it was actually wrong, does it make it right? I don't think so.
Okay. So that would then your answers tell me that voting does not legitimize the system, because no matter how much you vote, the system remains illegitimate.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand how you can continue to have this philosophy when the evidence contradicts what you're saying. I mean, when the system continues on regardless whether or not anybody votes.
You ever been to New Hampshire, bro?
I have a few times, a couple pork fests.
Is this Calvin from Mark Stevens, Calvin?
That's right.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh.
Hey, guys. I know this is something we do. Hey,
I figured it was him earlier on, but I haven't heard from you in a long time. I don't.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It has been a while. I'm trying to get reactivated on the Shire Society forums. I'm running into some trouble, but that's an issue for another time.
Okay, well, send me an email.
Get in touch on Discord or something. We'll make that happen
for
you.
All right, make your point about DNS.
Okay, so maybe I'll open a thread on the voting topic. But with the DNS, and you guys have alluded to this a few times through the program, is with blockchain. There are a few blockchain solutions for DNS. And the reason why this is such a huge problem is because DNS, the domain name service, is one of the weak points of security in the Internet where a lot of espionage and interception takes place. So I'd like to see more developed in the way of using decentralized solutions to this very, because this is one of the few points of the Internet which is still centralized and one of the most vulnerable. So I just doing a quick DuckDuckGo search, I was able to find a blockchain DNS, and they have extensions for Chrome and Firefox browsers, but that might be a solution to consider.
Now, are you talking about, like, Namecoin? And some of these other...
Namecoin is an implementation of DNS, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's right. Like, ultimately, we do need to move in that direction, and I think the place that we have the best chance of that happening is through the browser.
I don't think browsers. The problem
is... Nice thing about Namecoin is it gets us out from under registrars. It gets us out licensees, people who can do special things that other people can't do. I'm
skeptical that, you know, Mozilla or Google or any of the major browser companies are going to do that. They're going to support
it. Well, their source is out there, so if we do it, they can't stop us.
That's true, but unfortunately, if you don't have, you know, at least the major browsers on board with, you know, some sort of decentralized DNS system built into the browser, I mean, you're basically
going nowhere,
and nobody's going to be able to access it. So.
Yeah, that's
but
one of the problems.
The thing is, there's like half a dozen C functions that are used for DNS. You can rewrite those half dozen functions to go talk to Namecoin in a shared library, and the browser doesn't have to know or care what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you this about the decentralized options. Yeah. There are a couple of them now. I heard that Ethereum may have one as well. I think that's been in the news. One of the major ones has one. I don't think the market has really sussed out who the winner is going to be of this. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago.
Oh, no, we haven't even figured out who the winner on transferring value is.
These alternative DNSs have been tried time and time again. Not necessarily decentralized DNSs, but just alternative DNSs for different domain extensions, and they failed again and again and again. So trying to get this adopted, it really has to be an initiative of Mozilla probably, because I don't think Google's going to do it, and I don't think Microsoft certainly isn't going to do it. And who else is even out there?
Well, if somebody finds me a big old bottle of Ritalin, I can fix it for you. Make it do whatever the heck you want it to.
Hey, Calvin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. So if the market were to decide that Namecoin is the best decentralized solution, or this, you know, one of the other ones is the best one, then maybe we would see some action on it. But the last time I tried Namecoin was, to be fair, it was several years ago.
Yeah.
It was clunky. It was hard to handle. It was not something that the average person could go in there
and even scale.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They need a lot of work.
I think the idea is a wonderful thing, and decentralized name service is essential. How big do you think the DNS database for the whole internet would be if you threw it on one hard drive?
I don't think it's going to be that big, to be honest. But
a couple of terabytes?
Yeah, I think it could be decentralized, probably. I just don't, I don't know.
So why not just build the whole thing into one database and share it by torrent?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. We can talk about net neutrality coming up.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.